Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678. To sign up and check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well, so you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at HeidiSFoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone Whisperer.
It's come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential. I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to a board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. One of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure. Absolutely. ApplyRayPhoenix.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyPhoenix.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
Wow, that's something. And if you know Ray, right, like I do, you know that he's like really intelligent. You ever talk to someone like me when I look in the mirror? I always say, hey, you know, I fired myself the other night. Do you know that?
You fired yourself?
I looked in the mirror and said, you're fired.
What a privilege.
And then you know what I did?
The next day
I woke up, I looked in the mirror and I said, you're rehired with the raise. What do you think of that? Who would win? Every time I look at him, I try to think. Who would win? What was your name?
Otis.
No, not...
The dump truck.
Who would win? Would a bull or the dump truck? Who would you put your money on?
A bull or a dump truck?
The bull going up against the dump truck. Who would win?
Seeing him munch on a pizza like that, I think I would go with the dump truck.
Otis is something else. Hit two home runs, because I love sports, right? You know, and I say that jokingly. But I'm just going to say, Otis hit two home runs in one game. And then he also scored two touchdowns in one game for USF. No student in the history of USF. Should I say student or
student athlete?
Student athlete. No one's ever done that.
That's exceptional.
That is, to me,
it really
that's,
is, yeah.
Yes. I'm really honored to have you here, Otis.
Thank you.
Yes. And then this gentleman here, tell him about your college stuff.
My college stuff? I went to Indiana University. I didn't do anything special like play sports.
You graduated?
Yeah, graduated.
That's special.
Yeah, I guess that is special.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, you're right. I loved Indiana. I got 3.5 years, really good years there. Graduated in finance, traded it all for a landscaping gig for 3 months, and then went to 6 months as a barista and now opening a restaurant. So I kind of traded my finance degree for a cooking degree in the process. Loved Indiana. It really was a great school. And now that football is pretty good, too. And we were just talking about like programs getting better. Indiana football is finally getting up on the map, which is very exciting. So it's been.
We got one of our old coaches as the head coach.
Tom Allen.
Yeah, Tom Allen was
your coach.
Talking the mic.
Yeah.
Tom Allen was our defensive coordinator at USF. Y'all stole him. Good job.
Yeah, Tom Allen's, you know, Leo, love everyone. He's the man, and he is driving
very
a culture.
Passionate,
very man. Passionate. Yeah. Fired up, and you hear, like, you know, the pregame videos they put out and everything else. And
he lives it out loud. That's what I say. Yeah. He lives it. He doesn't have to pretend to be politically correct or whatever. It's just his life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's special when it comes to be a coach. The kids look at that.
It is. It's genuine, too.
Yeah,
and it's honest.
People need to be inspired. Like, you know, like even in life, like when you do the finance in the business,
mm-hmm.
people want to be around someone that has confidence, courage, and a winning attitude, right? When you have confidence, courage, and a winning attitude, that inspires people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Got to have a great track record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. And then the more you're thankful for what you have, the more you get to be thankful for.
No question.
Indeed. Right?
That's it. So it's like I'll take from a sports analogy. They really did this too. They took half the basketball players, and they made them so where they would close their eyes, see it through their eyes, and 100% of the time they hit the shots. Then they took the other half and let them just do it with the basketball. And then at the end of the month, the people that closed their eyes and hit it with every shot, percentages went up. You know, you are what you see. Like, you become what you think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a big quote guy of, like, knowing who said it, but I know I read it or saw a video. Most likely it's all video. But talking about whatever you plant in your brain will return. Like your brain is like a garden. If you go mm-hmm. and plant tomatoes in the garden, you're going to get tomatoes in the ground. If you go and plant weeds, you're going to get weeds. So whatever you plant in your mind, that's why they say be careful with your thoughts, because whatever you think about, you can definitely become.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you don't even have, and then like for people that say you have bad thoughts, right? We know what bad thoughts are, whatever they may be. That doesn't mean you have to act on the thoughts, right? And then just like anything, like if I have this paper, right? It's a thought, right? Let's just say it's a thought. But, like, the thing with a thought is, this goes out, but it always replaces with another thought. In other words, you're always going to have a thought in your head, right? So if it's going to be replaced, why not replace it at once and ask God, right? Get to God and say, God, take this, like, say it's fear for me. You know, say, God, can you please take this fear away? And the key word is direct, right? God, take this fear away from me and direct me to be the man that I can be. And you know what? At once, the fear leaves. At once.
So I got a good one for you today and everybody.
Good.
So since we got a bunch of educated people that like to have good thoughts, can someone tell me
how... Wait, hold on a second here. Wait, because I feel like I'm the only one without an education. Wait, Ray, college grad?
I don't know nothing.
Okay.
Ray's a part of the college.
Are you a college grad?
I'm not a grad, but I do have some certificates and stuff under my belt, so I have gone to college.
All right. We're going to give her that, okay? But all these educated people, do you know what Benjamin Franklin said? Anybody know? Who was going to do a quote? Benjamin Franklin, considered one of the wisest men in America, in the Richard Almanac. What was his famous quote about education? I should give away $50 of chocolate. So anyhow, he said, empty the coins that are in your purse into your mind, and then your mind will fill your purse with gold. Mm. What he was saying is get educated, because you can work twice as hard and make twice as much, but is it better to work half the time and make twice as much by working smart?
Mm-hmm.
Take right. smart over harder any day of the week.
Right. But I believe this too, though. If life is easy, then life will be hard. Right? But if life, you take the hard way out, then life will be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So here's my trivia question for the day.
Okay. Wait, all chocolate right. lady.
Come
chocolate
on.
Lady.
Come on.
Wait, we're going to give it to her for $50, the chocolate lady. And then Ray, too.
Yes.
Ray, you want to be in on it?
I'm all
he's
in.
Like, he's just chilling.
$50.
The Lone Whisperer is in.
The Lone Whisperer. That's what. Do you know what the Lone Whisperer, why he's called the Lone Whisperer? Because he listens. That's, I asked him, like,
how'd you? His answer is always yes.
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 Bingo. Okay.
I said, are we going to network together? Yes.
The answer today.
All right, so the chocolate lady. Can I call you the chocolate lady?
Sure.
Too late.
you already did it.
Well, say the chocolate lady and then announce her business as the chocolate lady.
Oh, okay, what's your business?
It's Whittle Chocolate Factory.
What is it called?
Whittle.
Read a shirt.
Little?
Yes. Whittle.
Whittle. Read a shirt, Brian.
I can't get my eye off that shirt. Anyhow, it's okay. Whittle, okay? I'm going to ask Grant to do this. Okay, wait. I'm going to give $50 more, so we're going to give away $100. Anthony, $50. Who knows why she came up with the name? And you can be in on it too, young man. Oh, he looks like an athlete. He can take the dump. He could be.
Hey, don't be calling me
he
out.
He might take the dump truck.
Yeah, the dump truck and the bull. I'll put my money on this guy out here.
What year are we talking about?
There you go. I still think I would have beat the dump truck.
Yeah, let's clarify.
Okay, so how did we come up with the name Whittle? Anybody don't?
Okay.
$50. Whittle Chocolate Factory. I know.
Like, whittling the chocolate into a design? No. No, no, okay. That was my best guess.
Willy Wonka?
No, sir.
Ooh, we got a chocolate factory.
Now, we got an athlete here. Look, okay? I'm telling you.
Athlete, former athlete.
Okay, we're going to do an arm wrestling thing, okay? Right now.
No.
No.
I'm not. Can you allow him to ask the trivia question? He has a trivia question. Yeah.
He's been waiting all day.
I have ADD.
You know, yeah, seriously. We know. We're going down all the rabbit paths right now.
But anyhow, did we ever come up with Whittle? Did anybody come up with it?
No.
No.
We gave up. I want
to
hear
why
it.
Why is her
I
name
I know how
Whittle.
To spell it.
You can make $50.
It's Whittle Chocolate Factory. It's my business.
So I'm going to tell you why. Because it's a little factory. It's not a big one.
Where you
and that's why it's Whittle.
That was profound.
Because she can't speak good, right? She was actually not feeling good. She called it into the shirt guy, and she wanted to say little. By mistake, the guy put Whittle, and she just went with it.
Nice.
The rest is history.
Is that the final answer?
That's my final
answer. Okay.
Talk about your business.
So my business, believe it or not, husband's last name is Whittle. And
I said last name.
And
yes, I did. I said last
name. He said last name.
I said last name.
Not loud enough, though.
So you got it.
Why
is it
on YouTube?
So that is his last name. And when I met him, I didn't think about opening a business. I wasn't there. And then when I decided that I was going to do chocolate, I kept thinking of these names. And Whittle just went, you know, like you said, like, oh, like a Whittle chocolate, you know, instead of little. I even did it with my bonsai trees, Whittle bonsais, because whittling does mean carvings, and so the same for chocolate, because it is, you know, like sculpted. So yeah, you both in a sense were right, but no, it is my last name. It's a family-owned business, so.
Very good. Very good.
It makes me
Anthony was correct. He said last name. That's the most common thing in business.
So Anthony's got $50 coming to him. All right. So Ray,
yes.
We're
going
to let you answer this. Ray always says yes.
Ask the question.
Yes.
I can't. Just go.
Ray gets the first shot at the answer.
Okay.
Because we can only give away $150.
I think we should have a buzzer in here.
All right. So,
and I'm a little competitive.
You're going to keep the time. You're going to give him. Can you play the Tommy? Hello? Can you play the Jeopardy music when he answers the question? So let's just get this going, because I know that cuts off at 10 seconds. And then you can go second.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we take pictures in here?
And just, huh?
Can we take pictures in here?
Yes, of course.
Oh, everybody take yeah. pictures of me?
Wait, Anthony, ask let the
me
question.
Do this. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Anthony, ask the question.
All right. All right, Brian. All right. How did we get a bull in a bear market? Why do they call it a bull market? Why do they call it a bear market? How did we get it? It's so simple, it's not even funny.
That must be a Northerner thing.
Because bears hibernate over time, not over the winter, and there's always a lull in the year. And then bears, or bulls, no, I don't know.
All right, next guess.
Wait, Ray gets it.
It's a Wall Street expression.
Right.
Okay, but
they actually have
how'd they get it?
Bullish on the market is they're buying, and bear might be to protect.
Still going crazy. Too complicated. So much easier.
Wait a second. We got to let Whittle.
Okay.
And my friend over here answer, and I know the answer, like always. And then Otis.
That's very humbling.
Okay, you young man.
What's the riddle again?
Ask the question again.
How did we
again?
Get a bull in a bear market? Where did it come from?
Oh, Morgan Stearns has the bull out front.
Nope, Merrill Lynch does.
Merrill Lynch.
Keep going.
Was it a grocery store?
Nope.
Grocery store? Where did that come from?
Bear market.
Oh, wow.
Hey, the first thing traded in the market was Whiskey Warehouse receipts.
Wow, this is all good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got, you know, a lot of my, not a lot, but for me it's a lot. But I got all my money.
I know all the answers to everything.
You know, I'm old Google. I was Google before there was Google. Anyhow, Whittle, go ahead.
I don't have an answer. I was going to just Google it.
Okay. Man, cheating.
I know.
So who hasn't done it? Otis.
I don't know.
That's okay. It. Do you know, can I say something about that? I don't know. That's something very profound. Oh, Gary.
He already Googled it.
No, Gary. I'm sorry. Gary's there. I apologize. I think one show we didn't get him on.
Stop yelling at him. He can hear you.
Gary, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to ask the question again, Gary, and you can win $50.
All righty.
How do we get the expression a bull market and a bear market?
I have no idea.
All right. You ready? I want to hear your answer.
Okay, here's the answer. Because I was the
original. We're getting to it. Get it. Come
okay, because I was the original bull.
Stay focused, Brian.
Right?
Look at
that. No, if you really think about it, who was the original bull? You know that, right? Remember, I said that. They actually did it after me. Because.
All right, moving on.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Please.
All right. So, how does a bull attack? Down to up. Making a rising market. How does a bear attack? Up to down, clawing down. That's how we got a bull and bear market. How the animals attack.
I'll talk about that in my next seminar.
Remember, it reminds me of a story where a guy was being attacked by a bull. He was a missionary. And he realized that he was being attacked and he was about to be eaten. So he said to the bear, he said, look, I'm a Christian.
You said a bull first.
But okay, now it's a bear. It changes. It's up and down.
We apologize.
That's it. So he said to the bear, please don't eat me. I'm a Christian. What'd the bear do?
Eat him anyway?
He made a cross and he said, bless this food.
Let's eat.
Let's eat. All right. So is that good stuff? All right. So you got Gateway Subs opening up. You right? Say that, right?
So we made a bet 2 weeks ago,
okay,
Brian and us, if we would be open on the 20th, over, under. If we were over, we owe him $200 in sandwiches. If we're under, he owes us $200 in marketing. Unfortunately, we will be over, but it's okay. We're learning a lot of lessons. We're doing this for the first time. We're 24, 23, no rush, and I'm okay with giving my good friend Brian $200 in sandwiches. I'm sure he'll give it to a good cause or something and not just eat it all himself.
Now, every bite will be mine.
So when are we opening? When are we opening up, Grant?
I don't know.
Oh, these guys. I got a lot of dummies.
Get your own answer.
Right, a lot of dummies in this room that are educated. If you think about it, I don't know.
That's the smartest answer there is. I don't know.
I do know.
If you want to have integrity and tell the truth.
I do know.
Tell the truth.
I know all.
Brian, the truth will set you free, Brian.
Wait,
tell
Ray,
the truth.
Ray, do I know all, Ray?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Ray only knows how to say yes.
Knows nothing.
That's right. Have you ever heard Ray say no?
No.
No.
Yes, man.
Ray, can you say no?
No.
No, you just should have said yes.
What about our blue moon wolf? Blue wolf over here.
Okay, what do you got going on?
Let him introduce himself.
Yeah, come on in.
How you guys doing? I'm Calvin Simon. I own Blue Wolf Carpet Cleaning. We do carpet cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, upholstery cleaning, everything from mattresses to couches, jets, and RVs.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
I heard jets.
Jets.
Yes.
I have a jet, by the way.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
I do.
Talk about that model thing you got for Christmas. That little model thing.
I have a jet.
Oh, my God.
I know all. But anyway, too, I'm also a pilot, right? I fly my jet.
Seriously, what has happened since I've been gone for 2 weeks?
What was in that sandwich? What was in that sandwich you ate, Brian?
I'll tell you what's happened.
Oh, my God.
You know what's happening since she's been gone for 2 weeks? Remember the bull? It's been bull. Sales are up.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're now that she's back, we're in a bear market.
Oh, my gosh. We're actually getting things done now that I'm back.
Oh, my God. Right, Tom?
Oh, don't ask Tommy. He is not on your side.
That's Ray.
Don't bring me
right.
in.
Yeah, yes. Ray would say
right.
Yes.
So does anybody need carpet cleaning?
Everyone
Steel
does.
Who does? Everyone does.
I need my house cleaned. I have five children.
Right before the holidays.
I got business cards. I'll make sure I bring something for you.
Right. Bring your business card in now if you don't mind.
I got you.
We will trade in chocolate, okay?
All right. That works.
That's it. Oh, can I say that or would that be inappropriate?
What?
Trading for chocolate?
He said, I'll trade for chocolate. And he's
okay, yeah.
Chocolate candy.
I know. I just ate it.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Claus, let me take over.
That was a reach. That's what I'm saying. Was that inappropriate?
Nice.
Only the people on YouTube know what I was saying.
Right.
Yeah, no.
It took a second.
Okay. Freud would say that I'm okay.
What is his face right now? Is Freud.
Did anybody else think that, though?
No.
It's radio, so they can't see.
Well, we are on YouTube. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
They're laughing at Brian. Yeah.
That's it. So let's go around and ask everybody what their favorite candy is. And we'll start with Grant.
Why don't I just pass out the chocolate first, and then you guys pick what your favorite
candy is. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. So, I was corrected.
I didn't know how many people was going to be here, so y'all are just all going to have to fight like wolves and bears.
Wolves and bears. How about bulls and bears?
Bulls and bears. There you go. So, and really then this box is...
Whoa, look at this.
A bunch of good looking stuff.
Okay, it did not come from Bath & Body Works. That was a rush. But,
wow, can you show that, please?
Yes.
Now that you're back, get back to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
You're going to get it, mister.
Oh, the chocolate donut.
Yeah, so the chocolate donut is actually a brownie inside.
Oh, chocolate brownie donut?
Yes.
Those pretzels look really good.
Yeah, come on in here, Tammy.
I have already had...
Did you say that donut got brownie in it?
So this is not a donut. It is chocolate.
It's just a design.
It's just the design. Oh.
She whittled it.
I whittled it.
Donut.
Nice.
Okay, so no, it's all chocolate, and when you bite into it, it's brownie.
Oh.
That's the one I want.
The pumpkin one is funfetti.
Wow. That's the one I want.
Ooh.
Very cool.
Oh. Funfetti over here.
Ray, you pick next, Ray.
Those are also funfetti.
I got to pick first.
The heart is also funfetti.
Ah.
Oh.
How about this? Ray?
Pringles.
Whatever, what's this?
They're Pringles.
Pringles potato chips?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That can be something you can sell.
And bacon. Chocolate covered bacon.
You can get Pringles. What did you go with, Ray?
Oh my God.
These are potato chips. Pringle potato chips.
Miss Whittle, can you give your website address?
Wait, hold on. We need to stop this show. You told me you don't like chocolate.
It's brownie. That's different.
What's going on?
Brownies are...
Pick something. Calvin.
Yeah, that's a carrot cake Oreo covered with white chocolate, caramel.
Oh, my God.
Chocolate-covered pretzels. Are those raisins? Maybe? I'm not sure. Oh, those ones are the blueberries. Mm. Oh, chocolate blueberries.
Give this to Ray, please.
And then there's also cake pops. Mm. They're funfetti cake pops. Yes, and these are cake pops, funfetti.
I'll give one of those to my son.
Wow.
Oh, baseball. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that was good how you picked up on that, Tammy. Very smart.
So do you think them individual? They come in a dozen? How you can get these?
You can get them individually,
Tammy.
Or you can get them by the dozen.
Tammy,
but if
look
you're
at Tommy.
Order them by the dozen, you
I got you, Tommy. I got you.
send me a message.
You know, the more quantity you want.
Tell them you have a storefront, so storefront, if anybody wants to come by.
Is on Curlew and 19. It's 30131 US Highway 19, where Atomic Tattoo is. I'm in that plaza where Dan's Fans is.
Okay. Right by Red Rooster Antiques.
Yes, by Red Rooster Antiques.
You're on the east side of the road.
When you're coming from the mall, I'm on the right.
East.
Yes.
So you know how you know east and west, by the way?
I know. I'm born here. I know.
But wait a second.
Thank you.
Do you want to know?
That's how I feel.
That's it.
You know anybody looking to buy a house?
I've been you know, when I came down here from New York, I realized that people from Florida were slow. I did realize that. You know, I mean, sincere. So I came down here to speed things up a little bit.
That's a good guy. I like that.
But it's okay that you're slow.
You only brought one of them?
So much stuff on the
yes.
Back.
That's sad.
But I got a
Do you
store.
Know how you know Ms. east Whittle. From west?
I drive there on the way home.
No one's
That's
listening
going
to
my
the house.
It could be your daily
I'm the host.
Stop.
I lost control.
You know everything.
I don't need to go by that road. I've been taken over.
It's the chocolate. I'm telling you. You're slacking. It's the chocolate.
It's like one big party in here.
Let's talk about what everybody just tasted.
Exactly.
Yes. Let's start with my brownie. Explain that brownie. About 5,000 calories? Tell me.
We don't count calories. We only count chocolate.
And it came all clean. Do you scotch guard them
in? I think it was healthy today.
It was. That's, hey, I got fruit in here. Some blueberries. That's healthy.
Can't go from brownies to blueberries.
Anything in the truck.
So anyhow, back to me. To
oh
Bob
my
me.
Goodness! No,
I don't even think. I'd rather just do the show with none of you guys.
He would because he likes to listen.
He probably has a few imaginary friends around the table right now.
I do.
You know, I used to do the show for years, just me. And I would talk.
Hey, Brian. Brian, what's the name of your imaginary friend? You can tell us. Go ahead. Let's go back a few years.
I know what it is. It's Bri Bri.
Where he's sitting at right now?
He's actually sitting over there.
Whoa.
How you doing, Bri Bri?
You know, but for years I did the show by myself. And we've had a lot of emails that people want to go back to that.
Oh, my gosh. No, we haven't. Actually, we get emails daily that Tammy
All right, listen.
Out.
I'm just...
No, really. I used to talk for hours.
Like, I know.
No, really.
Get in the car and listen to myself talk.
My show originally was an hour and a half.
Edit himself.
Yes.
Yes. And I don't know. I just seemed the shows went better back then. I don't know.
Of course you would think that.
But anyhow, anybody.
Thank you.
Something in his mouth.
How long have you guys been open?
I've been open since April.
Oh, okay.
So still fresh.
So what inspired it? Like literally, I mean, what's that chocolate and why we're going to do this?
So during the pandemic, before the pandemic, I was doing bonsai trees.
Okay.
And when the pandemic hit, nobody wanted a tree. And so my daughter's like, Mom, you should go back to making cakes because I used to do it as a hobby. And I was like, I don't want to do that. The cakes were too much of a headache. And so she's like, well, Mom, this is trending right now. It's these cocoa bombs. And I was like, well, what is that? So it's hollow chocolate.
Yes.
And inside you put the cocoa mix and marshmallows. And you could even, like, let's say little girls like unicorns, you could put sprinkles.
It's like a Kinder Egg, like a Kinder.
Almost like a Kinder Egg, but
okay.
But we are going to put this now hollow chocolate, we're going to fill it and make it a circle and put it inside of our mug and pour warm milk over it. And now all the hot cocoa and marshmallows and everything comes to the top.
Yum.
Man, God.
So that was going crazy, crazy, crazy. People were buying them by the dozens that I was up for days making these. And I said, well, everybody and their mama was doing them. So I had to be different. And I said, all right, I'm going to step outside the box now and I'm going to make chocolate spoons for your hot cocoa bombs.
Yeah.
And
right.
then I started selling those and they were just going like crazy. Then I dabbed my hands in Delta 8 CBD chocolates upon request. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of went crazy too. And then I made the money to open my shop.
Fantastic story.
Yeah. What a story.
Yes.
Wow. So it all, but my kids, you
Woman
know, my
of
kids
power.
Are the ones who, you know, were like, Mom, let's do this. Let's do the cocoa bombs. Wow. And then, you know, my husband obviously supported, you know, well, let's get you a shop, let's get you open and get you out there. Because I started with a folding table, 6-foot folding table, in my living room. I mean, in my dining room. Then I had 2 tables, and then we have totes and totes of chocolate. Wow. And then my kids were eating all the chocolate, and I was like, I gotta get out of the house. Even my dog was eating my chocolate, so I was like, yeah, that's a very,
this woman has 5 children and doing all of this.
It's very organic of how it started. People don't understand success stories. When you become a success, you always started somewhere at the bottom. So explain to us about the storefront. Like, what are the hours? How do you prefer people to order? Stuff like that.
Wait a second. Before you answer that, I think you do a better job than me.
I do too.
Yeah. No, Otis, seriously.
Yeah.
Really? Like, you're a natural radio host.
Can I replace?
And then he's taking control. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Brian out.
Why isn't someone?
That just goes with the flow.
Stop asking her questions and start asking me.
Brian.
Okay, it's this is about. No, seriously. Let's talk about me.
It even has a good ring to it. I'm sorry.
I don't know. You know what my favorite song is, by the way?
You be quiet.
Me. Anyhow, go back to ignoring me.
So, Facebook, on Facebook, Whittle Chocolate Factory. You can send a message. There's items on there. You can look. Yes. So go on there, like the page.
Spell
Whittle. WHITTLE. Whittle Chocolate Factory. Facebook, Instagram. I even have a TikTok. My daughter created it. But honestly, I don't keep up with it because I don't know how to work it too much. I'm sorry. But my business hours are 10 to 5 right now. I was open till 7, but I'm taking time away from my kids staying open that late. So I like to leave 5:30. But if you want to place an order, baby showers, wedding favors, anything like that, the best thing to do is to send me a message on social media or even Gmail. I mean...
Hey, I'm on the Facebook page right now, Whittle Chocolate Factory. She has these hot Halloween drip strawberries.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hot seller. Get on Facebook right now. Send her orders in right now. Don't wait. We're not waiting on Brian. I'm taking over. Good energy. Good energy. It's for everybody.
Let's do a poll right here, right now.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
No,
I'm going to do it.
No. I'm going to tell you, don't do it.
Otis versus me, okay? Uh-oh. We'll do a commercial. We'll do a commercial for Gateway. Subs.
No, do it for Whittle.
We'll do it for Whittle Chocolate Factory.
Yes,
okay.
Do it for Whittle.
Okay. He'll do a 30-second spot. I'll do a 30-second spot, and then we'll vote who did the better spot.
You better do your research.
Oh, yeah. Calvin, what do you think?
He knows how to use his phone, so he has phone number and address, I
got it all here.
Hey.
I got a photographic memory.
Oh, my
gosh. Hey, Brian. Yeah. Brian, age before beauty. You up?
There you go. Oh, okay.
I seriously just met you 5 minutes ago, and I want to replace them.
Okay, I need glasses. Anybody got glasses?
My card.
Anybody got reading glasses?
That's the blue one.
Oh, see? Yes, he needs reading glasses. He can't even start the commercial yet.
Calvin, I think we know each other.
What's that?
You know a lady named Patty Buell?
Where's my phone?
Oh,
can you give me a flashlight on this?
Yeah.
Does business insurance?
I think he is, yeah, I believe so.
Didn't I invite you to a networking
group? Like me and I or something like that? Yeah, I was just in a meeting the other day, Tuesday morning, I want to say, with me and I, 7 in the morning. But it wasn't Patty's chapter, it was with a different...
Patty actually, we talked and then...
Yep. Really? We spoke before.
I'll just pull it up on my phone it's easier because writing is hard to see.
The light, I need the light.
How much more time you need, Brian?
No, I can't see.
This is a 1-hour show, not 2 days.
He's taking over.
He still needs glasses. Right.
That one's on mine.
I have to leave at 4.
It's this one.
Wrong guard
again. Oh.
But it's hard to
see. How'd you come up with blue carpet, by the way? Why blue?
Why blue?
Blue wool.
Yeah, why blue?
I smell like carpet, so I don't want to get too close up on
you. That's okay. So, why blue?
Blue is really just me and my son's, both my son's favorite color. Wolf, just because I'm always, if I'm not with my kids, I'm by myself. I'm usually just out doing things solo.
So are you a lone wolf?
Yeah, the lone wolf.
Is that what it says on the card?
No.
See how I picked up on that, guys?
Let's get back to your
No one else picked up on lone
Can you
wolf.
Stay focused on your assignment?
Okay. Okay.
We want to get this in. This is a very good challenge.
This print is so small.
It is small. That's why.
Who did this card? Fire him.
That's why.
Watch her say, "My 10-year-old kid." Still fire him.
I pulled it up on the phone, so it was easier for you to read.
Okay, I gotta. Okay. Okay, you ready?
She has it on the phone.
Oh,
you
want
me to pull it up
right
on the phone?
No, I got it.
Okay,
right.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm just going to let
okay,
the chocolate
what, you're, where are you located?
Hang out with the chocolate.
The address?
Yeah.
301.
No, just where's it? Curlew.
Curlew 19.
And what's the name of the plaza?
Curlew City Plaza.
Okay. There are big ships. There are... Wait, ready?
Yes.
I know. Ready? Take
time.
Take two?
Time.
Take 1 million.
Ray, you say go. Because I'm only go by Ray because Ray's a yes man.
Go.
There are big ships. There are little ships. But the best ship is Whittle's chocolate ship. Now, if you want Whittle stuff with chocolate that's handmade with love,
you wanna step in?
Go to Curlew in US 19 next to Dan City Fams. After you eat the chocolate, you're going to need
a... Time's up.
Time's up.
Oh.
Hi.
Whittle ships, big ships. I thought that was good. What'd you think?
I liked it. I heard, but you said that like 2 weeks ago. Like, not that Whittle, but you said that quote. So
that's why I put it in.
You bringing it back. Was,
bringing it back for a comeback. I think that was the best one so far.
All right, honestly.
It was the only one.
Okay. All right.
Brian, I really like you. Don't take this personal.
It's okay, buddy.
All right.
All right, ready? Here's Otis, the losing Otis.
Say that again. No, don't say that again. Don't say that again. All right, you ready?
Ready. Tell him when to go, Calvin.
At the five, we'll go.
And go.
Come out and help support local family-owned businesses right here in Clearwater, Florida, where I'm born and raised. Come get some of the best chocolate from Whittle Chocolate Factory, a mother of five, empowered, doing things great for the community. Come out and help her support being able to take care of her family. She's at US 19 in Curlew. I've already sampled the brownies, and I don't even like chocolate. It is delicious. It was on point. So please get out there and like her Facebook page. She only has about 300 likes. Let's get another 300 likes in these next 10 minutes to go ahead and do it. Get up to 1,000 by the end of the week. Just pump this going on. Halloween, the holidays are coming up. Let's push this going forward.
Terrible.
Hey, it's a democracy. We're supposed to vote.
Okay, let's do vote. Okay. Can I count on you, Ray?
Yes!
Can I count on you?
At 10.
Okay, ready? So anyhow, everybody raise their hands if they think the dump truck won. Everybody raise your hands if you think the bull won. See? I lost. I got to get a new job, I think. No, but he is good, though. He is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was nice. And that's a good point, though. All the points that he made... You know, a mother of five.
You know, there's two really good points made.
Okay.
One is you lean more to the satire and the comic, where his was a delivery of information to the point, concise. So both of you are tens in your delivery.
Thank you, see?
Wow. That was a win.
Whatever you need, Brian.
That's it.
Politician, anyone?
More
politician,
chocolate.
Anyone?
No, that was
more
great.
Chocolate. More that's... chocolate for the people.
I want that brownie.
I want that brownie.
When I spoke to her before the show, brownie. I'm like, I'm not interested. Yeah, I don't eat chocolate.
Yeah. Just sitting here.
And I got my son's birthday coming up. I'm like, I want to get 12 of those and put a candle in it.
Halloween.
So when you're feeling blue,
oh my gosh,
call Blue Carpet because you feel like you're at the beach with that blue water.
Ooh.
Blue, blue, blue.
Nice and clean.
How'd I do? Say good. Good.
Fantastic, bro.
That's it. Okay, you come up with a commercial for Grant.
Listen.
Come up with a commercial for Blue Carpet right now.
Listen.
Go.
Blue Wolf?
Blue Wolf. Or is that Blue Wolf?
Carpet cleaning.
Yes.
Oh, it's Blue Wolf.
If you got five kids, if you got dogs, if you got stains, it doesn't matter. Blue Wolf will get it out.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that good.
Okay.
Mine was better again. Okay, you ready?
You don't want to compete anymore.
Okay,
it's not competition.
Come up with one for Blue Wolf.
Give him one, Otis.
Me for
and then
Blue
you're
Wolf?
Gonna do it too.
Oh.
So.
Oh, I gave you a great one. She got to go first. I like to clean up.
Okay. Okay, so who's getting $50 today? Me.
Not no, you. Give you it get over nothing. Here. Actually, you got to pay $50 today because you talk too much. It is a new fee that every time you talk too much, you have to pay $50.
I like that.
Are you being fined?
I'm being fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Whittle Chocolate Factory, Take One, Blue Wolf, Carpet Cleaning, and action.
Take One.
We should have just flipped a coin.
It's all I
got
right.
Nothing to do with cleaning
he
the carpet.
Put you on the spot. It's okay.
Yes. My mind went blank.
It's all right. I'll do it for you. How
okay.
about that?
Okay. You do it.
Here we go.
She's on my team. Yes. Woman empowerment.
Yes. Yes. And we rule. And yes. boys rule. Just so you know. Yes. Okay. Like your daughter tells you all the
See,
time.
See, I'm just not going to comment.
All right. We are here in the studio with Blue Wolf Carpet Cleaning and Tile Upholstery. He is awesome guy. He cares about the environment. He helps people clean their homes. And if you are busy and can't get things done yourself, if you need your grout clean, carpet clean, house cleaned, we have Calvin here who can help you.
727-365-7383. That was
fire.
That's
that
woman empowerment.
Yeah.
Hey.
That was okay.
Hey, I didn't sign up to go compete against her.
Okay. So anyway,
I just wanted to be able to win. Yeah, okay. So I just go again. I just take a swing at it. But that
hey,
was great.
Gary's. Gary there. Really
it was great.
Oh, wow. I keep forgetting, Gary, because you're not in the studio, so I don't mean that. Just real quick, you want to do a Blue Wolf carpet cleaning commercial?
A pool cleaning.
We got 7 minutes. We need to
I
get
know.
It in.
Blue Wolf Carpet Cleaning.
Oh, Blue Wolf Carpet Cleaning.
Do a commercial. 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Blue Wolf Carpet Cleaning. And these are the guys that are going to get that thing shiny and looking like new.
Can you hear it?
Call their number right now.
Okay.
I like
there
it.
You go.
All right, I'm going to represent Calvin this time. I'm going to try.
And I'm going to go next.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now you want...
Okay, I just came up with an idea.
You've been using this whole time thinking.
I came up with an idea that I think is going to be the best.
Hey, listen, we're talking about Blue Wolf Carpet Cleaning and Upholsteries. The best thing that I heard from him, he's not just residential. He's all do commercial. You guys out there flying jets and need to be clean, he can do the jets. He can do the cars. He does it all. He has an expertise. He's getting down there in the grime and getting it out himself. Right here in Clearwater, Florida, his phone number is 727-365-7383. Mr. Calvin, we call him Boss Calvin. Make sure you call him. He'll pick up the phone.
I get now watch
it again.
That was okay. Ready?
I just ready.
You guys just tell me if this
oh
doesn't
my
do.
Gosh.
When you hear this, that's Blue Wolf, the wolf. When he comes, he doesn't knock on your door. He goes, and then you know to open the door. You know why? Because is there to clean your carpets. And then you know what you do when he leaves? You go,
no vote.
I'd say that was the best one I've heard so far.
I'll tell you why, because it was so silly that people will remember it.
You're stealing Ric Flair's dick,
but they don't know
there.
How to contact Boss Calvin.
Yeah,
you sound like Ric Flair.
There you go. That's right.
Now, you all missed the important thing about Boss Calvin.
Okay, so now let's vote.
What's the most important thing about Boss Calvin?
$50.
I bought your chemicals that you used for carpet cleaning.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, so who won the Blue Wolf
green, the hyperallergenic
commercial? Everybody that think Brian won, go, give me an owl.
It was good, but we can't call Calvin because you didn't say his phone number.
Just listen for the. That's why. He's the real guy. He doesn't need a phone number.
Well, you could just howl and he'll come.
That's right.
Just bark at the moon, guys.
Yes, if you need
a full moon, though.
If you need to get in touch with Blue Wolf, just go. We don't have phone numbers. We have X-ray hearing.
All right. Well, we have 5 minutes. So how about let's give everybody a chance to say their business, what they do, and how to contact them, guys.
Okay. So my business. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Pass, Brian.
Whittle Chocolate Factory, and the phone number is 727-637-3395, or Facebook, Instagram.
And come by the store on US 19 by Red Rooster Antiques.
Yep. Woo! And this is a lady of five.
Children.
Okay, Calvin.
Calvin Simon, I'm available in all surrounding counties of Blue Wolf Carpet Cleaning, Pinellas County, Hillsborough, Pasco, Manatee County, if you need your couches clean, carpet clean, tile and grout, upholstery, mattresses, jets, yachts. I'm the guy, 727-365-7383. Thank you guys for having me.
All right.
I'm with Gateway Subs. We are opening on 3rd Ave North and 31st Street in St. Petersburg, just off of Central Ave. We are coming soon, because I don't know. And we're excited to serve the St. Pete community, and we'll be back on here to let you know. You can find us at Instagram at gateway.subs, or you can go to the website, gatewaysubs.com.
All right.
Okay, Ray. Yes. Ray Rao, the Lone Whisperer, serving Florida. All of your loan mortgage needs right now. ApplyRay.com.
All right.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah. That was very good.
So I just want to welcome y'all back to the Otis's show. I mean, but, can't wait to talk to you guys next week. But I'm a financial professional helping people with retirement. Just helping people avoid financial failure. A coach once told me a long time ago, failure to plan is planning to fail. So come on in and book an appointment with me so we can do a deep dive of where you are. You're already a financial success, but let's show you ways that you can retain some of that money for retirement.
Good afternoon, everybody. Most fun. Anthony Carpenter, Compass Health Consultants. We are the largest independent brokerage that there is for health insurance. We contact with over 190 different carriers nationwide, and we build custom solutions for all budgets and situations. Number 727-303-997.
Very cool. And anybody who's listening that wants to come back to this show to get the phone numbers or contact info for anyone, go to YouTube and look up Brian Cash Claus Show, and you can listen to the show and get everybody's contact info.
I don't know why. How did we had all these different names to come up for the show, and how did we come up with that name?
Because you like to hear yourself and your name, too.
That's it. So there was this cat and a mouse. They both died, right? And they went up to heaven, right? So then the cat's up there in heaven, and St. Peter says, how's everything going? He says, good. Then he sees the mouse, and the mouse says, you know, really, it's so big, I need some roller skates to roller skate around.
In heaven. Yeah.
So then the mouse, so Peter says, here's some roller skates. So then later on, he sees the cat again. He goes, how are things going? He goes, well, just when I thought things couldn't get any better, I realize in heaven you have meals on wheels.
That was actually one of your better jokes. I give you props for that.
Wait, that was good,
don't
right?
Tell anymore.
So who wins, me or Otis?
That was pretty good.
Otis still wins.
Yes.
He's not even trying anymore.
Okay, and just say something with the chocolate. Just say Whittle Chocolate.
Whittle Chocolate.
Right. Big time. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Otis. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Grant. Thank you, Calvin.
Yes.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Tammy.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
It's a great show.
It's a great day, Tampa Bay. Absolutely. We can stay in here for a second.
And everybody, two one-syllable words, trust God. As long as you trust God, life will be good.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.